Recently, the U.S. Census reported a growing trend among African Americans. More are moving from urban areas in the North to suburbs in the South. This makes commentator Mary Curtis feel like a trendsetter. 12 years ago, she moved from New Jersey to Charlotte, North Carolina.
When I moved, my friends warned me to beware the burning crosses. These tolerant Northerners ask how I, a black woman, would stand up to Southern intolerance. They asked if this Catholic girl would have to be born yet again to survive in the Bible Belt. They said my new home would be a boring place, a cultural desert with no good restaurants. And these are the same folks who repeatedly confuse Charlotte, North Carolina, with Charleston, South Carolina, or Charlottesville, Virginia. My dear New Jersey friends, pity in their voices, denounce the South's slow pace of walking, talking, and thinking. And of course, they said, no one knows how to drive down there. Not that my new neighbors were always models of Southern hospitality. People in North Carolina talked about race a lot, too, mostly to show how they, unlike Northerners, had confronted their checkered racial past. They told New Jersey jokes about pollution, crime, and ear-twisting accents. That's right, Southerners making fun of New Jersey accents. A few new Southern neighbors insisted that Catholics are not real Christians before praying for my doomed papist soul. My dear Carolina friends had the North all figured out. The weather was cold, the streets were dirty, the people were mean, and of course, they said, no one knows how to drive up there. Teams New Jersey and North Carolina acted like soldiers on opposite sides of a new civil war. I was getting whiplash. But North Carolina is changing. My fellow newcomers and I are making sure of that. We brought habits, accents, and appetites from every corner of the country and the world. It makes no sense to stereotype. But that didn't stop people from trying to be something other than what they were, still are, Americans facing the same challenges. The real problem is not North and South. It's rich and poor. It's not strange accents and stranger cuisine. It's job opportunities and a living wage. It's not good kids versus bad kids. It's neglected schools and a community's apathy. It's not lawns versus concrete. It's the fences that separate us wherever we live. And often, just below the surface when we do talk about growth in housing, culture wars, and school equity, it's the issue of race. But it's easier to argue about baked beans versus barbecue. And that's the same on either side of the Mason-Dixon line.
Mary Curtis is a columnist for the Charlotte Observer.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.